Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Friday, February 28th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, the editor of the Cooper Review, Cindy Roller. Birthdays, born this day in 1901, chemist Linus Pauling. He won two Nobel Prizes, one for chemistry and one a Nobel Peace Prize. Hall of Fame basketball coach Dean Smith, 83 today. Race car driver Mario Andretti is 74.
And here's the checkered flag for Mario Andretti, winner of the 1969 500-mile race.
I wanted to win this race so bad that you can't believe it, and I still can't believe it's true. I'm going to have to be pinching myself all night until tomorrow.
On this day in history, in 1983, the final episode of MASH on CBS TV, still the highest-rated program of all time that was not the Super Bowl. 77% of people watching TV at the time were watching MASH. Hawkeye and BJ say goodbye.
I want you to know how much you've meant to me. I'll never be able to shake you. Whenever I see a big pair of feet or cheesy mustache, I'll think of you.
I'll see you back in the States. I promise.
On February 28, 1993, the name David Koresh becomes known to Americans as the ATF siege of the Branch Davidian compound outside of Waco begins.
The surprise raid goes disastrously wrong. Koresh and the cult knew they were coming.
You're shooting at us in Mount Carmel.
Mount Carmel?
Yeah, tell them there are children and women in here and to call it off.
In a deadly firefight, four members of the ATF and six cult members are killed.
At the top of the charts, 1966, nearing the height of the Vietnam War, Sergeant Barry Sadler and the Ballad of the Green Berets.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest.
On the KETR events calendar, St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Greenville hosts a seafood gumbo supper offering New Orleans-style gumbo with red beans, dirty rice, romaine salad, French bread, dessert, and beverages. Tonight, from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., St. Paul's is located on Farm Road 1570 near the L3 facility. The ticket price is $15 and $17 at the door. You can purchase tickets online at stpaulstx.org. For more information, see events at KETR.org. That's a seafood gumbo supper, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. this evening, St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Greenville. Also, tonight in the A&M Commerce Sam Rayburn Student Center, an evening of jazz and swing band dancing from 7:30 to 9 p.m. And on Saturday at Cooper Lake State Park, discover the trees of the park, meet with the park ranger at the Honey Creek Amphitheater, and take a short hike about an eighth of a mile on the Nature Trail. It begins at 10 a.m. And again, for information, see events at KETR.org. Our thought for the day is from Cary Grant. My formula for living is quite simple. I get up in the morning and I go to bed at night. In between, I occupy myself as best I can. Don't you wish you could occupy yourself like Cary Grant? Our guest in the cafe this morning is Cindy Roller, editor of the Cooper Review newspaper. Good morning.
Hello.
Cindy talks to us from time to time about things going on in Cooper and Delta County. And a little bit of disappointing news, Cindy, in that the Federal Emergency Management Agency, better known as FEMA, has turned the county's request for emergency aid following the ice storm in December. Turned that request down.
Yes, we were one of about 12 counties, so we weren't the only one that was. But we actually had actually met the threshold, but some of the other counties did not.
So you had damage and cleanup cost in Delta County from that ice storm estimated at $2 million?
Yes, we had over 900 customers in Delta County without power from the storm. So we're still cleaning up. There's still tree branches all over the ground, and it's going to be a long cleanup still for many counties, mm-hmm. not just Delta.
And the county basically is responsible for all of that.
Yes, and the city's been helping as well. So, and inmates from the jail have been helping.
Is that right?
A lot of community work there. So
now the county may still seek some state funds for...
Yes, they're hopeful about that, that there might be some remaining after they appeal the decision. So,
But they are appealing the FEMA decision, so it's still possible that not yet get some FEMA funds for that. Well, that was a severe ice storm. I think that was about the worst in maybe 30 years or so, all over Northeast Texas. So a lot of damage there. Well, the recent Delta County Chamber of Commerce banquet has come and gone, and last time you were here, you were anticipating that. Ted and Lynn Alley, named Citizens of the Year. Tell me a little bit about them, why they won that honor.
Well, they've been the owners of Delta Funeral Home for a long time, and they also have donated the building that the Hope House was operated out of for a decade. So that was at the food pantry in Cooper, and so that was the reason for choosing them. They've given back to their community in so many ways. They're outstanding citizens to represent the county.
All right. We're talking to Cindy Roller, editor of the Cooper Review newspaper. Now, you cover Hopkins County and Sulphur Springs some, too, and you live in Sulphur Springs, don't you?
I do.
And kind of shuttle back and forth. So they have a lot of things coming up in the next few weeks that I think a lot of people would like to know about, and that is, first of all, the Main Street Theater presenting presentation of Cat on a Hot Tin Roof.
Yes, that is coming up. It's going to be on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday performances starting at 7 p.m. Two consecutive weeks, March 6th, 7th, and 8th, and March 13th, 14th, and 15th. So that's at the Main Street Theater right there on newly refurbished Main Street in Sulphur Springs.
Starting on Saturdays in March, the Celebration Market in downtown Sulphur Springs. What's that all about?
That what is used to be the farmer's market. They've renamed it and revamped the logo and everything in Sulphur Springs. So they're going to bring back, they're going to have 44 live concerts this year. So it's going to be interesting.
Is it still a farmer's market? Can you still buy produce and the kinds of things that you expect from a farmer's market?
As well as artisans and crafts and booths and fundraisers. If you have a church, you can do fundraisers. So the revenue of a booth downtown at the market averages about $500 a night. So it's pretty good.
Is this an all-day thing or primarily an evening thing?
They've moved it to the evening, but most people get there about 4. When they have the fountain open, children like to play in the water fountain. So
Now the Celebration Market, which you said used to be called the Farmer's Market and is mainly in the evening and does feature some musical entertainment and so on, that's starting up on the first Saturday of March and will then be continuing, I guess, right on through the spring and summer.
Yes. It was very successful and everybody really enjoyed it. It was very popular. People on the square like you've never seen before. So,
another thing I find, Cindy, and we'll let it go after this, but another thing I find is just almost every weekend there's some kind of event, some kind of program at Cooper Lake State Park. Just a remarkable series of events that they have out there almost every weekend.
Yeah, they really do that, especially the South Sulphur side. They really do a good job. Jim Beach is in charge of that over there, and he really comes up with interesting things for people to do outside.
And right on through the winter, but I guess as we get into spring and summer, maybe even more so.
Really gear up whenever it gets warm. Oh, so
okay, good. Cindy Roller, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning. Cindy is the editor of the Cooper Review newspaper and covers Delta County and Hopkins County. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETL.